Hello?
Hey, Joe, John over at Local Splash, calling you back here.
Yep.
All right. A little bit better timing for you?
Yep. I'm about to go clock out right now.
Okay. All right, man.
You call, legit, like, right on time.
Beautiful. Hey, I'm prompt, man, you know? All right. And Joe, is the name short for Joseph?
Yeah.
All right, and how do you spell it? Because my father spells it very differently. He has the same name.
Mine is J-O-S-E-P-H.
That's how it should be spelled, I feel like. But anyway, all right. And how do you spell your last name, Joe?
N-I-C-H-O-L-S.
O-L-S. All right, beautiful. And then the phone number we best reach you is, this is the same phone number, right? The 0550?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, as far as for your customers, though, would they call you on this number or would they call a different number?
For now, they'll call this number. Would I be able to change the number later on?
Oh, of course. Of course. Definitely. Just you got to let our techs know, our account management team. Anytime you make any type of adjustments with name, reviews, anything like that, let them know. They're very flexible and they work Monday through Friday, okay?
All
right. We'll go over that. Now, what's the best email to send the invoice and also to future contact for as well, too?
So it's going to be Joe Nichols at nftp.llc.
.llc. Okay, thank you. All right. Got that there. And then also, for the business, we'll get that in a second. Let's set up the tech call because I want to make sure that it's not taken from you. What day works best for you for the tech to give you a call to go over the magic there?
I don't want to sound like I'm pushing it out, but Friday.
Friday? Okay, that's all right. Actually, to be honest, we're kind of booked up a little bit, so I'll have to squeeze you in, but Friday actually is wide open. Does it work better for morning or evening?
Evening.
Evening? Okay. What about, later the better, you would say?
Yeah.
Okay. The latest we could do it is at 3 o'clock. Would that work for you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. All right. What I'm going to do is I'm going to send a Google invite for you. And it'll come from my email, so you actually have my email to contact to as well, because I am going to be the lead on your account, okay? So if for any reason you can't get a hold of them, you will get a hold of me, okay? I always check my email as well.
All right, no problem.
All right, cool. And then let's go through this. I'm going to send you it right now. Let me know once you get it.
What's up, new little boss? See you later.
See you in the morning.
See you in the morning.
All right, cool.
I'm still here.
Oh, okay. Sorry. All right, I just sent that invite to you. Let me know once you got it. Hit yes or confirm on there for me.
All right, 1 second.
Okay.
Donuts,
you know? Ooh, Dunkin' Donuts?
Yeah. They do it by the best.
Did that come through for you there?
Don't be that lady that shows up with food for just herself and I'm there. Are we going to the bar again this Friday or no? See, I was on my way. And then fuck is traffic. Like, when I tell you, I was flying, I was like, I gotta go. Man, it just went to like, it went from like flowing traffic to just dead. And I was like, what the fuck? Then I was like, man, let me see how far. 35 minutes? I was like, damn. If there was no traffic, I would be there at 15. And I was like, yeah, fuck yeah.
Hey, Joe.
I'm pretty sure if I get Pedro to go, Danny to go, Shannon to go. Why is he like that? Well, you gotta invite me. I'll go everywhere. I was even out at Luis's house barbecuing on Sunday. See you guys tomorrow.
Hey, Joe, you still here with me, man?
I'm still on the phone. Hello?
Yeah, man, I got you.
Sorry.
No, you're all good, man. Why am I not inviting you? Come on.
I put my phone in my pocket and everything. And I was like, yeah, signed out. Talking to the boss. Talking to the apprentice that wants to be the lead after me.
Okay, cool.
I was just like, oh, that's funny.
No, that's cool.
She's
man,
like, yeah. She's like, I'm trying to get your job. And I was like, that's fine. I was like, if you're going to get my job, I need you to get my full job. She's like, what's your full job? I was like, you know, I got a whole company I run outside of this. She's like, yeah, everybody knows. And I'm like, so, yeah, I need you to, if you want my job, you got to pick up the slack.
That's right.
So then the boss asked her, he was like, Joe buys donuts every Tuesday, and he buys pizza every other Friday. So you got to pick up the donuts if that's the case. And she was like, all right. So tomorrow morning, I don't know if you heard, that's what we were saying, like, don't be late, and don't be that girl that, don't be that person that comes with food, and nobody else got none.
Right, right.
it was just once or twice I went to lunch and got like a pizza and came back, and a couple of the guys were kind of like, damn, you know, pizza would be good right now. And I was like, well, I'll order a pizza for everybody, but if I order a pizza now, y'all got to go back to work right now, and we'll come back. and we'll finish the rest of the day off, like toward the end of the day, with pizza. Is that fine? And everybody be like, yeah. And I'm like, cool, fuck it. So let's go back to work, and I'll get pizza.
That's what's up, man. Sounds like a good place to work in that, you know?
Yeah.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. You guys crack me up. I'm listening to this conversation. I'm like, oh, yeah, man. Oh, my God.
They're like, all right, like oh, go ahead.
You're good. All right. No, you're all good, man. You're all good. I just need to confirm a few things here on my end. But in the meantime, did you get that email? I want to make sure to send it over to you. It's a Google invite. You're going to hit yes for me on there.
Yep, I'm going to it right now.
All right, cool.
You coming to the barbecue?
Shoot, am I invited?
Shoot, everybody is.
Oh, snap. All right. Well, man, I haven't been to Vegas in forever. It's been too long. I used to go so many times. I used to go like eight times, at least nine. Eight, yeah, definitely eight times at minimum every year.
I mean, it's fun when you're a visitor because you can come and just do a bunch of wild shit and then go home. When you
right.
live here, it's kind of like, you're like, I need something to do.
Yeah,
like my wife keeps trying to talk me into, she keeps trying to talk me into buying horses, and I'm like, look, you complain about the dogs, so I'm gonna be real with you. Like, as much as you complain about the dogs, I'm not buying you no damn horse. And she's like, well, I just wanna learn how to ride them. I'm like, baby, I could teach you how to ride a horse. She's like, you know how to ride a horse? But I'm like, yeah. Her favorite thing to say is, I'm the whitest black guy she knows. Because she's like, you've done so many. She's like, you've done so many things that, like, it only white people do. And I was like, really? Like what? She's like, you surf, you skate, you BMX, you fucking ride dirt bikes. You fucking say, like, if it involves, like, yeah, she's like, if it involves, like, white guys going to the extreme, you've done it. And I'm like, yeah, well, my fucking dad was cool with us being adventurous, and he always had the money, so I used to ride my fucking dirt bikes to school and lock them up.
Cool.
And then get out of school and fucking ride my dirt bike home. I would legit wheelie through the campus, like fucking
drop, yeah.
go on the second gear and cruise, drop down the first gear, and pop that shit right up in the middle of the parking lot and just right across the fucking walkway. Yeah. And she was like, man. She was telling me, like, I remember when we worked at Amazon together, because I had a 96 Impala SS, but I had a LS7 in it. And
oh,
it was
shoot.
Just, it was badass.
That's cool,
like,
man.
She's like, remember when I first met you, you had your Impala and your Lexus, and no matter where you went, you was doing burnouts. And I was like, yeah. I was like, my car was this shit. She was like, man. She's like, you just burnt out. She's like, I've never met somebody so white but so black. And I'm like, I don't know if that's a compliment or an insult, because it's like, I'm like, I feel proud that it's like, I've done so many things that a lot of people in
yeah.
my, like, culture and like, my race, like, have even yet to try, let alone just do. So I'm like, babe,
yeah.
that's fine with
that's
me. I'm like, I'll take it as a compliment, because,
yeah.
I mean, shit, I can't complain. I'm fucking 24, and I've made over $100,000 three
that's
years
up,
in a row
man.
Out of my
go.
Life, so. I'm like,
let's put it this
it.
Way, man. Hey, not even, just people in general can't say that, you know? So,
yeah.
ride that wave, man. Accept that with the open arms, if anything, you know? That's a compliment for sure.
Yeah, yeah. I want to tell them, like, I'm like, everybody I meet that's hella cool with me, I be putting them
yeah.
on. Like, I just
yeah.
talked to a guy last night, and he was like, oh, you know, me and my wife are starting a business, and, you know, we're trying to get this together, get that together. And I was like, look, so this is what you need to do. Look up a company that you guys are kind of basing your company off of. See what
mm-hmm.
licenses
yep.
they have and go pay for that's the
right.
same licenses. And he was
yeah.
like, but we don't want to do the same as that thing. I was like, you don't have to do the same as that
no,
thing, but there's a reason why
yeah.
they have all those licenses. I was like,
yep.
so if you guys pay for them now when you don't need them, when you do need them, you won't have to stress about, oh, shit, where am I going to come up with the money for this? Where am I going to come
exactly.
up with the money for that? I was like, and pay for the licenses. I was like, you want specialty licenses? He's like, what do you mean? I was like, and I told him, like, I'm an industrial commercial electrician, and my business license allows me to work as a journeyman without having my journeyman license because I have over 8 years in the trade as a certified electrician. And he's like, oh, now there's, so any company I go to, I don't make nothing below $30 an hour. And he was like, oh, shit. And I was like, any company I go to.
Yeah, man. I mean, people look at it this way. This is the way I look at it. I mean, I always keep the people I want to be like. I always have those idols. I always have, you know, teachers, so to speak, you know. And you are who you're around, you know. And also, if someone can do it, you can do it, period. I'm just saying. I don't know anyone says about that, you know. And a lot of times I listen to, like, podcasts, things like that, you know, and it's motivational and everything. But the follow-through is everything. You can say all you want, but the follow through is everything, you know? So that's what I'm talking about. That's cool, man. I take my hat off to you. All right. So, hey, Joseph, I'm going to go over a few things here. Now, your business name, because I can talk to you. I feel like I can talk to you for hours, man. Like, well, man, I do. I really do believe that. All right. There's the business name. Is it just going to – you want to be found as NFTP, or do you want to spell everything out? Or okay. All right. Now, is there LLC or anything? Is there?
Yes. It's a LLC.
Oh, okay. LLC. And then far as – because per Google guidelines here, we need to have a physical address. They're going to send a letter in the mail physically to you to verify you're a real person. What address do we put in there for that?
It's going to be 3975 North Nellis, N-E-L-L-I-S.
Okay, Boulevard, right?
Yep.
Okay, cool. And 89115?
Yep.
Awesome, man. Okay. I made sure to make the pricing didn't change whatsoever. I kept my word, okay, Joe? At $249, we're waving off the setup fee for you as well, okay? Jog my memory a little bit here, though, far as website and things like that. I'm going to make sure that you don't have your own website currently, correct?
No, I was in the process. I have a Google domain that I created, but just haven't like posted or finished publishing it because I was having trouble trying to get my, trying to get all my payment links on there and trying to link my calendar. So, you know, if people want to come and, hey, I want an estimate, you can see my schedule. Like, hey, this guy's kind of booked.
Gotcha, man. Good. Because we're going to go over that right now, too. I'm going to ask how you accept your payment structure, things like that. So that we can put up there for you, okay? And we'll get the website going for you as well, too. Now, do you have a Facebook business page by any chance?
Facebook page? No.
Yeah, okay. Do you have a personal page, though?
I have a personal page, but I don't promote my business on my personal because I want my I'm going to create a Facebook page, Twitter page, and Instagram page so that way I can post all the pictures and put links, and that way if somebody wants to share my information, they can. Then you know those, like, those dot cards?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I'm getting I'm getting, like, three or four of those dot cards so I can keep one in each one of my vehicles, basically. And on my, like, because you know when you buy the car, it comes with that little scan code?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I got that scan code copied and pasted on my, like, my company T-shirts. So if I don't have a business card with me, hey, does your phone have that little scan thingy? And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, well, here, I have a barcode on my shirt that has my business information on it. And they can scan that and it'll pull up, you know, my Facebook, my business Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and then whatever little, like, PayPal, Venmo, Cash App, and then my business email so they can send me, like, hey, I wanted to see if you can come and give me an estimate for this and that. And I'm like, yeah, cool, no problem.
Beautiful.
Because I get tired of paying for business cards. It's like $50 for 300 of them, but you give out 300 cards, and I'm like, the only thing for me is I go buy a bunch of cards, and then next thing I know, it's like I'm one of those people, if I get a card, I'm going to put it in my wallet, and I'm going to forget about it until I go to clean out my wallet. I'm cleaning out my wallet, like, oh shit, this is where that card's been. I was wondering what it, I was like, I know I got this guy's number somewhere, and no wonder I couldn't find it, because it's in the bottom of my damn wallet. Of course I would never find it.
I
so
had
I was like, you know, just to take the, it's like balling up receipts, to take the receipts out the car and just put them in your phone, just save some time. You could, hey, what's your name and number? Oh, it's right there. Just hit save, and it's going to drop right into your phone and create a contacts and everything. All right, cool.
Yeah. That's awesome, man. There you go. Yeah, I have a side business myself, man, so I kind of use a barcode, you know, so they just scan the barcode, boom, goes right to the information. I love that. You're on top of things, man. I got kudos to this. All right. So we'll get to that in just a second here. I got the email that you confirmed down there as well, too. I want to go over a few things. So far as what you want to be found for on the web, okay, so I want to make sure I have everything on here. So you're definitely doing residential and commercial. Name out some services that you want to be found for just off the top of your mind for right now, so that way when the techs do call you on Friday, you're not they're not starting from scratch, right? They're going to know what's going on and pick up, make it a little more smoother for you.
So I want, so when they when people look me up, I want to pop up on electrical, handyman service, and what else is something I do real often?
Got you on the spot, man.
because I'm thinking I'm like, I do electrical, I do a little bit of HVAC, but I'm not like a super pro at it. Like electrical, I do that in my sleep.
Okay, cool.
But I'm trying to think of other, maybe drywall repair too.
Drywall repair, okay. And I'm going to do this too. I'm going to do you a favor. I'm going to put in there a note for our technician. I'm going to say, please advise customer may want to add more, so that way they bring it up for you, okay? So that way during the time from now till Friday, just write the stuff down if you want to use specific words or anything like that, and then let them know and they'll add it for you, okay?
All right.
All right, hold on. Let me write that in. More pal. Okay. And so with the business Facebook page, we can actually build you one on the house, okay? So it's going to be included for your program, and we can manage it, run ads for you. And I think – I believe we went over this last conversation, but I want to make sure, you know, give you the full picture, very transparent once again. So let's say they type in Google for electricians near me, right? And they see your reviews, they see your website and everything. Like, man, this is awesome, but I just don't need it right at this moment. Well, later down the road, they go on Facebook and they're catching up with some old friends, whatever. Well, guess what? Your ads will pop up right there, okay? And you already know, Marketing 101, the more they see you, the more likelihood they could call you first when the time comes for them to need your services, okay?
Yep.
All right, so I'm going to make sure I get this going for you. And then someone make sure they get that there. Now, I do need to have what they'll ask for is your Facebook, what's it called, the URL, okay? So don't worry. They don't look at anything of your personal Facebook. They just got to link it so that we can make a business page for you, though, okay?
Okay.
All right. And then we'll get the web page for you, and you do own your domain. Now, is there any way you could send me that domain of your website that you said you were working on, or is that still in the works?
Yes, I could send you the link to the domain.
Yes, please do. Send it through that same email.
Okay.
And I'll be able to get that there. Okay. And then are you open Monday through Friday or like 24/7? What would you say?
So I'm open Monday through Friday from 2:30 p.m. till about 8 o'clock p.m.
Okay. 8 p.m. And then, make sure this is here. Far as the cities, zip codes, or counties that you would like to target, would you like me to just put like the vicinity of mileage from your area, or would you like to hit specific cities and counties and things like that?
You can just do the mileage because I'm kind of
okay.
Everything's kind of going to be like about the same distance away from me.
Okay, gotcha. What would you want to set it to specifically then, as far as mileage, like 50 miles out, like how far you want to go on there?
Let's say 30 miles.
30 miles it is. All right. Okay. And you said that you want, for now, the customers will call this number. Did you want them to text you as well, an email, or just call?
Yeah, they can text an email also.
Text an email? Okay, cool. Email. And that's the same email I have on file that you just gave me, right?
Yes.
Okay. And do you accept cash, check, card, and I remember you said PayPal, Venmo, and Cash App as well, too. But
yep.
I just want to make sure. Okay. I'll do those.
I accept checks also, but for the checks, it gotta kind of be, well, actually not, because I guess I could tell them that.
Yeah.
But I do accept checks.
Okay, cool. I think the more they see online, the more convenient it is to them. You know, like, oh, he does accept check. Cool, got it. You know, and give him a call. So,
yeah.
Anything of that nature there. Then I didn't get the email just yet. I'll wait till that comes through, and then we'll go further from there. Hey, was there like a crazy stabbing or shooting or something that happened on the strip recently? I heard something on the news about that.
I don't know. I can look into it and see, though.
You gotta be careful out there, man. I came out there literally the weekend after the big shooting happened. And then I was staying across the Aria, I think it was called. I was staying at the hotel right across from it, man. I'm glad I booked it the weekend after, not the same weekend, you know. That was crazy. Scary stuff.
Sometimes I hate my Wells Fargo account because, like, if I send money to myself, it'll like, I gotta close the app. It won't let me just refresh. And it tells me that there's a deposit. It'll text me like, yeah, money deposited from NFTP to Joseph Nichols. All right, cool. And then I'm sitting there on my Wells Fargo account just refreshing. And it doesn't refresh. And I'm like, duh, I gotta close the app.
Does it really make you do that extra step? That's
yeah. I gotta close the whole app and then sign right back in, and then the money's in my account.
Oh my god, that's kind of scary. At the same time, you'd be waiting and be like, "Whoa, where's my money, man?"
I know. It happened like that the other day. I wired myself $2,000 from my Wells Fargo account to my NFT account, and I was like, Shit. I was like, did I put the wrong account number or something? Because the money's not in there yet. Fuck. So I called the bank, and they're like, oh, no, the transfer went through. I was like, it did? And she's like, yeah, it may take some time to just reflect on your account. When did you send it? I'm like 30 seconds ago. She's like, oh, so it should probably be in there. Just refresh your thing. And I was like, I did. I was like, just hold on, give me a second. Maybe I got to close the app and open it back up. I closed an app and closed the app, opened it, it sent. And I was like, oh, okay, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And then I got the message. I got the message again. Wire transfer from Joseph Nichols to NFTP. Would you like to accept funds? And I was like, yes. Boom.
Oh,
money
God.
In my account. And I was like, thank you. Because I'm
right.
Sweating like, no! Wrong account! No!
Actually, a friend of mine spelled my name wrong, and since he's a wrong person, man, he couldn't get that money back. I felt so bad for him. I'm like, dang, dude, you still owe me money, bro.
Yeah, I know.
talking about, as far as the card and everything. Joe, on the card that we're using today, is it under Joseph Nichols or is it a middle initial on there?
It's just Joseph Nichols.
All right, cool, cool. Hey, but did you actually send it through the email, the URL? I just wanted to make sure because I got to put that in notes before I submit it here.
I can send it through the email when I get home because I don't have it on my phone. I keep it on my desktop.
Okay, okay. I'll just leave it in notes for them. Just make sure to send it whenever you get a chance. Or actually hold it off and then wait for when the techs give you a call on Friday. They'll go ahead and do that for you, okay?
All right.
Okay, and then pow. All right, I'm going to do a double check before everything, and then we're going to go to our voice verification process, okay? That's the added form protection I was telling you about.
All right.
Everything's recorded. Just make sure it sounds clear as possible when answering the questions, and if you have any questions, by all means, just say, John, can you stop for a second, elaborate on this for me, and I'll go ahead and more than happy to answer it for you, okay?
All right.
All right, cool. And we'll get it started. Okay, so here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state your name of your business.
NFTP.
Beautiful, sir. And please state the name and title within the business.
It's LLC.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Let me say that again. Please state your name, title within the business.
Oh, Joseph Nichols, I'm the owner.
All right, beautiful. And are you authorized to enter this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Great. And you're the authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
All right, awesome. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. All right, as a result of increased visibility, please advise you may be receiving calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Now, I'm going to stop right there. Before we make any process of any payments, I'm going to make sure to build you a security question, and you get to answer on, okay? So if anyone says, even
right.
I don't care if they say they're Local Splash, you just say, hey, what's my security question? Hey, what's my answer to this? And if they don't know it, don't give them any money. Don't give them any information, okay? I don't want you falling for those
right.
stuff out. All right, cool, cool, cool. And I'm going to continue here. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. And do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yep. Or yes.
All right. Yes. All right. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on October 10th in the non-refundable amount of $249. This will be recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 10th of every month in the same amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges from your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Awesome. All right. All right, Joe. So I got everything here all set. We're just going to go over the card information from here. Is it the same billing address, 3975?
Yep.
To the card? Okay.
And yep.
What kind of card is it?
It's a Visa.
Visa, okay. And I'm ready for the card number when you are.
It's 4342-5740-4033-9577.
Awesome. And the expiration date?
10/24.
Okay.
And the security code is 822.
Head of the game. All right, Joe. And before I process this, I'm going to make sure, because we have your discounted rate, man, I want to make sure before I make the process of the payments go through, okay? Give me 1 second.
No problem.
All right, fine. I'm going to go ahead and process the payment. It's at $249. You should receive a text once it goes through, and it'll be our last part there, and then get you going. Appreciate your patience, though, man.
No problem.
All right. Yeah. All right, so that one went through, and then you should be getting a text. While we'll wait for that, though, we'll set up your security question. We have 3 choices, mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
My first pet's name.
All right, beautiful. What was that?
Bo, B-O-W.
Awesome, man. All right. Cool, I just saved it now. Okay, so again, there, anytime anyone calls and they're saying local splash, asking for any information and stuff, please just don't forget that, okay?
No problem.
All right, cool. And that text message should have came through by now.
Yep, I got it. It says, welcome. If you have any questions, please feel free to call us at, I mean, you guys' number and email.
Awesome. In there should be like a spot where you can click for terms to sign your terms and conditions. You seen that anywhere?
Nah. It just says support at localsplash.com.
Okay. Let's do this then. There should be an email that's sent out to you as well. If you can click on the invoice for me, and then it'll say, this is our last part, you just got to sign it on there for terms and conditions, and you're all set from there.
Yep.
And then once, you click that, you scroll through, everything's on there for you, my man, okay? As promised.
All right.
And then just make sure on the very, if you scroll to the very bottom, once you do terms and conditions, or sorry, terms and conditions or terms of experience, when you go to the bottom, first and last name, the date, and then hit confirm or yes for me on there.
All right.
Let me know where it takes you after that.
It says username and password.
Perfect. Okay, so don't worry about that. The text, when they give you a call on Friday, that's when they're going to go ahead and build one for you, okay? So they'll go over that way.
All right.
All right, brother. Well, hey, listen, Joe, it's been a pleasure meeting you, and I'm going to say this first to say this. I'm proud to say it, man. It's welcome to the family at Local Splash, man. We're going to take care of you, okay?
All right.
Please make sure to answer your phone. It's going to be an 877 number on Friday. It's not a spam, okay?
All right.
And then it can take an hour, but just because everything we went over through here, it could be a lot quicker. So just know that they'll call you within that hour, okay?
All right.
All right, man. Well, hopefully, send me the address and everything, man. I'll meet you on Friday. No, I'm kidding. No, I'm messing, man. But anytime in Vegas, you better believe I'm going to give you a call.
Oh, yeah, that works. That works perfectly fine. You know how to ride motorcycles?
I do. I taught myself, believe it or not.
All right. I got a couple you can borrow, and we can go out and ride it with the group.
Hey, I'm down. I'm all game for that. All right, Joe. Hey, it's a pleasure, man. You take it easy, and we'll talk to you on Friday, all right?
All right. Talk to you Friday.
All right, partner. Later. Bye-bye.
Bye.